So we said, if he gives it almanas lahachzir, he's yotze. If he gives it to him stam, havikilar maloi almanas lahachzirelu. We assume it's he gave it to him almanas lahachzir. Nesam al das kain nesanoloi kimish tarchlosis by shein lawacher. I need it to get it back. I need it for myself. So I obviously gave it to almanas that you give it back to me. And therefore, v'imlo hichzira lo yotze. Therefore, if the person who received it did not eventually return it, he did not fulfill the condition, so he never owned it, and he's not yotze. Hagav esarch lachzer belitna levolov b'matana keshiyu shalabalam yetzubay. The din of matana lasahachzer, the fulfillment of the tanai of returning it, is an act of nesina in return of a matana from the recipient back to the original owner. So he has to be maknet back to the original owner. That's a rush. Umiyu. I feel the hazir al yod al akhir, ba'akhir al akhir, ba'akhir al masir al ba'ilim is yotz. If Reuven gives it to Shimon, matalam al aslahachzer, and Shimon gives it to Levi, that Levi should get it back to Reuven. Meanwhile, Levi gives it to Yehuda, that Yehuda should get it back to Reuven. And eventually, it goes from Yehuda to Yisachar to Zvul, and eventually, right, so God gives it back to Reuven. Fine. Then Reuven got it back, so all of these acts of Nesina were fulfilled, and they're all, each person owned it, and the original owner got it back, so everybody's Yotze. So the Shaburus have cut in Yehuda cast. The son of Lestam, Bechula Kimish, and Sar, Kotzulamer. Behechish Ein Lerak Esrig Zem, a situation where the original owner only has one Esrig. Filo Noisnoi Bestam, even if he gives it without making any conditions. Gamken Umdu Nemuchach, there's an obvious assumption. Who Shaloi Kimin Litin Loi Lechalutin, El Manach Shayachzir Loi. That he did not intend to give it to him, that it should be a permanent Matana. Rather, he gave it with intention he should give it back. He really yotze his mitzvah on that day. So now let's argue with this. On day one, it has to be yours. So Reuven owned the esrog. He used the esrog, and he's yotze. It was Reuven's. Reuven gives it to Shimon. Let's talk about esrog. It'll make it easier. So on day two, Mikra didn't borrow the esrog. It's kosher. So theoretically, we could have a situation where Reuven gives it to Shimon, it becomes Shimon's, and Reuven will borrow it from Shimon on the next day. So why are you assuming that there's an umdun amuch, he must mean that Shimon should give it back to him? Because how can he be yotze? Maybe he'll borrow it from Shimon the next day. He doesn't really want to have a situation where he gave it away to Shimon. He has to borrow Shimon's esrog. It was his esrog to start with. He'd much rather that Shimon should be back to him. So we assume he wants. That's what he wants. Now the Ramah quotes the Rosh. So Koya called on his Kaliyabas Gambas Hiftalad. It's referring to, as we said before, the concept of the Matana Malas Lahachzer means that there's a Haknoah in return. But Tom, the culture of the son of Ereo Shaloi, Lagamri, Reuven gave it to Shimon, it's now Shimon's totally. Amanas Lahachzer, the Kamar, who can my Sharma Amanas, Shia Tachzer, Amanas Lahachzer doesn't even give it back to me, it's going to be Machnet back to me as a Matana. It's now Shimon's, and Shimon has to be Machnet back to Reuven. Now there is a Ksois, I think I mentioned to you that there's a Ksois. So this is the Rush. He says, if it were not for the fact that the Rush said this, he would have said that you could do something called a matana lizman. In other words, instead of doing an amanas lahachzir, and it became totally Shimon's, and Shimon is going to have to do an act of being makted back to Reuven, but rather the way you should do it is that Reuven gets it to Shimon, that it belongs to Shimon totally for a limited time. So even though normally we assume that a kinyan which is only for zman is not a kinyan akuf, still in Kenyan Paris, which means that if Reuben gives an item to Shimon for a period of time, we assume that Reuben remains the owner of the item, and Shimon just has the right to use the usage. He acquires ownership of the usage of the item, which is referred to as Kenyan Aguf and Kenyan Paris. But the Ksos is Mechadish, you can have something called Kenyan Aguf Lizman. If I say explicitly that you should own the goof also for the period of time, you own everything. But there's a time limit on it. It lasts for an hour, a day, 3 years, whatever the arrangement is. And then after the time, it's automatically up. It goes back to Reuben automatically without a Kenyan. But the Rosh doesn't say that. Chof. The Bible needs it back to be yerzit with it. The mashma means that dim lo yachsavitam the Bible, but matan a gemara lo yuchel the Bible motzis shnei chayber be'esrik. The language sounds like that the Bible can't be yerzit with an esrik which is not his, which is not true. The Bible can cholgal and yuchel lotzit shrei nusano rak amanas shiachzira lehem be matan a gedin. In lo hizira lehem, but even the because then he's Bible Matanam Afreya. Says you have to give it back, this way the Bible will be Yodse with the Esrik. Well, if he doesn't give it back, the original Matana's bottle, the recipient never owned it and belongs to the Bible. Of course he's Yodse with it. It is to be Yodse with it. So what are you saying? The only way he's Yodse with it is if he gives it back. That seems to be misleading. Okay. Fine. Even if the Reuben gives it to Shimon and then Shimon gives it to Levi, as long as it comes back to Reuben, eventually it's good enough. Well, is that, and that receiver, so they kept doing it, eventually getting back to the original owner, Yotze. Why do we argue the Reuben gave it to Shimon, Amanas, that Shimon gives it back to Reuben? Shimon gives it to Levi, to Yehuda, to Yisachar, to Zvulun, who actually gives it back to Reuven. So I'm sorry, you didn't give it back to me, you gave it to somebody else. We don't say that. To Mistama, V'hoi Kavonis, who compared it to Balaam, Elo, Sheyuchsu, Lehem, HaChefetz, they should get it back eventually. Ben Al Yedei, Harishan, Ben Al Yedei, Boyikach, whether it's the original person or the people which came as a result of him. Miu. The makabo matana manas lahakser. Yes, we're sure lahakser. We tell the chol misha yirtza. Mavachi is kaim to know. So you see right here that when a person receives the manas lahakser, that doesn't preclude him from having the power to give it to somebody else, as long as eventually the tanai is fulfilled. However, Mio calls it bistam. If he says explicitly when he gives it to him that he has no rishus to give it to somebody else, so he can't give it to somebody else with the condition that it should go back to the original owner. It's too late. I'm sorry. There was a condition that you may not give it to somebody else. If he does so, he's not Yotze. Because he was about to his condition, so his original matana was no good. Okay. Even if it's many people, vach yirsa the rishon below psul, who wants to get back to the original owner, being kosher. There, the hecha sheika umdan the makbet hanoisin shall yitlu rabim shema yipasaloi. Now, at some point in time, you can say there's an assumption that the original owner is worried. I don't want so many people taking it because it might get damaged. So, whether the number is at three or five or seven, whatever the number is, but you said at some point, says you know, this is ridiculous. He doesn't want his Esther being passed from hand to hand to hand to hand. By the time he gets it back, it's a good chance it won't be kosher. So even if it is kosher at the end, but since he was worried about it, he was makbid, so you're not reshus to give it to these people, so then you're like, you're not fulfilling your tanai. Fine. So you can't give it to other people. As many people as you know, it steps down. Now, some disagree with the whole concept, said that Reuben cannot give it to Shimon, cannot give it to Levi, to Yisachar, to Zebulun, etc. Shimon has to give it to Reuben, unless he would get explicit permission from Reuben. I mean, Astami can't do that. So, for sure, in a scenario where there's an umdud of the Muchach, There's a clear assumption that this level already of involvement to other people is too much. He has no right to do that. Okay. Vav. Lo yitna biyam rishon lekatan kadem sheyatzepai. Do not give it to a child before you yourself are yotze with it. Why? Yinei shakatan karnei. A cotton can get ownership of an item in a raisa through a process called dasa cheres makna. That since someone else is being makna, the dalet minim to the cotton, that acts in place of the dasa of the recipient, the cotton, and therefore it counts as if the cotton had dasa and was kainet. So the cotton now owns a mina raisa. Problem is now the cotton can't turn around and be makna to somebody else because the cotton can't be makna. So if the owner would give it to the cotton before the owner uses it, so now it belongs to the cotton and he can't get it back. So he can't get it back. He's not yotze. The owner's not yotze because he's not the owner anymore and it has to be his on the first day. And a mukhsar. Even if the katan would give it back, it doesn't work halachically. Even though midrash a katan cannot be makna, there is an age which midrabanan chazar masakin that the katan has the power to be makna, to do kinyanim, to be katan to be makna. The age is called the age of pu'utos, which is around the age of 6 or 7. So midrabanan, if the cotton gives an item away, it's considered that it gave it away. For our purposes, we'll then say that the kinyan midrabanan works on the raisa level that he owns it, and the person who receives it now owns it, and therefore the person who receives it will be yotze the mitzvah on the first day. Vim tayvis imatinik. If the situation is that the father is holding the dalamin together, or the adult holds the dalamin together with the child, so he has his hands on it together with the child. So he shall yotze miyadoi shaper dami. So it never really left the possession of the adult. So that's fine. Mishaburich chav kemal. Biyam rishon. Now b'hu adin l'dim. The Didan, Dois and Shtayom, for us, which we do, we have 2 days, Yom Tov Chutz Laretz. So now we have the second day, you have to own it also. So you cannot give it to the Katan on the first day, because you need to be Yotze with it as yours on the second day. So you only can first give it to the Katan on the second day, according to this opinion. If you're allowing a large group of people to use your dalet minim, the cotton should go last. Because if he gives it back, it doesn't work. So if you have a lulav from the previous year, because I sometimes would use a lulav from 1 year to the next, you lulav, if it's stored away in a dry place, it's very possible will not become possible from 1 year to the next. The problem is that if it comes the first day of Yom Tov, maybe last year, on the second day of Yom Tov, you gave it to a katan to use. So now, comes the first day, it's not yours. So how can you be Yotze? You can't be Yotze with it, because last year you gave it away, and the katan was not able to give it back to you. Okay. Ha-pu'utois, ha-lo-kemen-sheisha, ha-lo-kemen-sheva. There's an age called pu'utois, the mirabonon, is matana, is matana. Mutter do is matana, to matana, in the present. And be law. So even though Midaraisa he does not cannot be magnet, Mirabanan he could be magnet, and this opinion holds that's sufficient. It gets back into our discussion before, but King the Banan, Tamahana the Raisa can the halachic the rabbinic dinimamanis work at the Raisa level. However, he says if you hold out to with him the katan the whole time, the cotton never owned it, it will not be a problem in regards to the ownership of the father or of the adult. Even though the child does not reach an age of being marked at all, even mirabanan, because it will need to be marked, it never left the shus of the adult. So if he uses Lashon, it's either he did not act at all or he uses the language of lending it to him. So that lending it to him means that it still belongs to the original owner. Okay. Now the problem is like this. So that solves the problem of the ownership for the adult. But you have a problem, you have a mitzvah chinuch on the katan. So how do you address the mitzvah chinuch on the katan, which he's supposed to do the mitzvah properly, which means he's supposed to own it? So we've solved the problem that the katan doesn't own it, that's very nice, but the adult doesn't, so then the adult can get it back and use it for the second day, but the katan wasn't yet the mitzvah, you weren't yet the mitzvah chinuch on the katan. Let's but they all solve the problem of how the gadol can then use this aluminium the following day. He did not fulfill his mitzvah mirabonon of doing the mitzvah of what the Torah would have been mechai of you. The Torah was mechai of you to use your esrik, and he wasn't his esrik. So the father did not fulfill his obligation of chinuch by having his katan use the mitzvah which, a dalamin which are borrowed. Okay, so that's the first opinion. And this is, he brings over here, this is Magad Rama, Chayyadam, etc. Now, however, that's not true, what we just said. That they hold that the mitzvah, so what's the issue? The mitzvah of chinuch is to train the child to do the mitzvah the way an adult would do the mitzvah. So, you can't use a lemon, you have to use an esrog. You can't use an esrog, which is possible, because the idea is to train him properly. See, it's just like when he's an adult, he will not use an esrog, which is possible. You cannot do the mitzvah chinuch with an esrog, which is possible. So the chara, it's pretty obvious. The same way when you're an adult, you have to own your dalam minim. So you want to remember, he has to be trained in the mitzvah of dalam minim. He has to own it. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's the first shita, which is saying. So what's the argument of the second shita? That as long as the item itself is the proper item, ownership is an area which Bechlal Cotton's level of ownership is compromised in many ways. So it's not Mestabel Chazar Mechai that has to be exactly, the ownership has to be similar to what an adult's ownership would be. Because Haguba, that's part of the issue of being a Cotton, is having ownership limitations. So we never were mechayiv the mitzvah chinuch to do it exactly. So that, yes, you must use the proper item; it has to be properly kosher, etc. But the details of ownership—that's not something intrinsic of the item. That chazal were not mechayiv you in the mitzvah chinuch. That's not called a chesaron and chinuch according to this pshat.
So, as long as it looks like you're doing the mitzvah.
No, as long as you do. Well, but it can't be a possible esrog. It has to be kosher and esrog.
It has to look like it's an esrog and. Has to look like it.
Well, it has to be training.
Yes,
the training is. I'm giving. He's getting used to taking this item, which will be the item that he's supposed to take. Now, exactly How am I? And I train him to shake it the proper way, and if he can't shake it properly, he doesn't have a mitzvah chinuch yet. But there are details which might come along with exactly how to acquire it, etc. Those details were never required in the chinuch.
So as well, Cotton, who's 11 or 12 years old, knows I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah with this at all.
Correct.
So he still have the mitzvah chinuch. He knows I'm not.
No, he's saying that pshat is that's his chinuch. You're mekayim the mitzvah chinuch. The mitzvah here is the father's mitzvah to train his child.
Right.
The father's training his child to get used to taking the element, going through the correct motions, taking the right item. So I'm training him now the detail that he owns it. I'm not mechayev to make sure that he owns it. That's what the shita holds. The hagam mezem ischanach haben the mitzvah. You're still training him. Chimashem Mordechai b'shem Ravon. So if you want to be marked on the first shita, so really the only eight is giving the child his own dollar minimum. Because we have 2 days Yom Tov. So we're in a pickle. Right. So listen, let all the adults in the family use it, and then after we're finished, we'll give it to the katan, and it'll work for one katan, right? If you took talim, so the first katan can't give it to the second katan, so you're back. Right, you have the same problem. Right, but the second day, so what will happen is all the adults in the family will borrow it, as it were, from the katan, because the katan cannot be marked back. But that's true. In Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Lord, the father and the adults need to own it on both days. So if they give it to the cotton on day one, they can't get it back to usage on day two. So there have to be something on the shita that the cotton is yet to a shul. Right. If I recall correctly, I don't remember what he says, but I remember there was a psachap from the Orcha Shulchan. He had a shekel on Eitza. Let me pause it for a second.
The first one, Lech of Orechas al Hezrog. Don't tell him it's not a Kenyan.
What?
Don't tell him it's not a Kenyan. Cheshulchan says. Just give it him and say, make a bracha on Hezrog.
Right, so they shouldn't get involved in the Cheshash, so maybe he's currently. Okay. Now, according to the Ksois that you can make a Kenyan of Zman, this whole problem doesn't exist. Because you can give it to the cotton and he should own it with a time limit. And it automatically reverts back to the original owner. Right? But the fact is, this is a Gemara. The Gemara says that, the Gemara says this idea of that you shouldn't give it to a cotton because he can't be marked. So according to the Ksois, what's the Gemara's problem? So that should be Kash on the Ksois. Okay, let's see Zion. Shutim shekana lulav by esek b'shutvus. They bought it dalaminim as partners. And erem yoytze yerechavosa b'yamarishon ashitan loy chelka b'matana. Neither is yoytze until each one makes up. And while you're using it, it's totally yours. I'm marking my portion to you, and invite you're marking your portion to me. Now. Hagaz at the Mr. Zatar Ramah, Vadavka Shalakar Lutzarch Mitzvah. It's all talking about that they purchased the asterisk for other purposes. And then they decided to use it for mitzvah. Well, the ownership arrangement is such that we all own it always, and we're taking turns using it. Well, that's the arrangement. In other words, let's say we buy a car b'shutvus. My two neighbors, neither one drives a lot. They buy a car b'shutvus. They both own the car, and they take turns using their car, which is owned jointly by both parties. So that's not going to help you for dollar minute. Oh, in kadosh tzarich mitzvah, yotzei by bistama the daita hakenu. But if you bought it for the mitzvah, obviously you bought it. You want it to function in a way which will let you be yotzei the mitzvah. So then, when you meant that you bought it, that the arrangement should be that when I drive the car, it's totally mine. When you drive the car, it's totally yours. That when I drive the car, you're marked it to me, your portion of the car. And then vice versa. I'm marked the whole car to you. So that's the arrangement. We'll say the same thing by the asterisk. Min astam, that's what he intended to do. And Echem and Yotzim Mechavtes. Minashe kulo shaloi has to be totally his. Im amar loy tol l'cho lotzis boy. I only have a sif gimel b'mashik sal v'sham. If he says, listen, take it to be yotze, so we should argue that ha gugli to take it to be yotze. He meant to do it in a way that he would be yotze, and that's included in that. He meant to be makdet to him to be yotze properly. And that's like the idea of if a man, if somebody gives a man a ring to mekadesh anisha with, so he meant to be makdet to him. He didn't say no, makdet to him. He said, well, you should use my kedushin. Maybe he meant use a kedushin, but it's not yours. No, he meant to be makdet to him. So I say use this to be yotze. I mean to be makdet to him. Chalkem amatana. So the shutim can do it with an amanas lahachzer. If they bought it for mitzvah purposes, they did not say explicitly that they're going to make this type of arrangement intrinsically in the shutmas, but the night of the hachi kanu. You can't split the asterisk in half. That wouldn't be very beneficial. And they bought it for a mitzvah, to use it for the mitzvah. The range it was that each one, when they use it, it's totally theirs. With the understanding that he must give it then afterwards back to the other person. That even though that's an assumption, we probably meant that, but it's much better to say it explicitly. Okay, so one more sif.
Where else do you have this din of lochem? Any other mitzvahs?
There's a machlok is in a locha by matzah, whether you require lochem or not. So that comes complicated. So I have a guest in my house. According to some mitzvahs, I have to be marked to the matzah to him. Our father has to be marked to the matzah to his children. Mm-hmm. But there's no problem of the guy coming. But whatever I'm marked to you, it's consumed. The thing kunst over here is I'm going to be marked to you, and then I need it back afterwards.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's why this is unique in the amanas lahachzer issue, which you don't have in other cases where you need lechem. Or tzitzis. Tzitzis is the other example, because tzitzis, you're not chayav, but tzitzis on a borrowed baggage. So if I want to give you the talus to be yotzit with, mm-hmm. So I have to be being makta talus to you with a condition. When you're finished, I want my talus back.
So the shutfus, if you both own it?
So we bought a talus for shutfus.
Give it to the other?
So let's say the talus shall kohol. Each person will use the talus. The arrangement was when they bought it together, each person will have full ownership. That person will have full ownership at that moment. Okay, and when he's finished, he's putting it back, giving it back to the tzibur. Okay, so Acham Shekon Esregim Mitvises Abayis. Menachol had me Esregim Yotzepay. So here's the situation. So the father is nifter and they have an estate. And one of the Yershim, they haven't divided the estate yet. One of the Yershim took the money and bought, so the brothers, the Yershim together, the brothers went and took the money and bought an asterisk. Okay? So now, one of them wanted to use the asterisk. Remember, we said that one of the conditions for the esrog to be yotze with it has to be you can use it for achila. Well, here you can't use it for achila because this is part of they had not divided the yerusha yet. This is the money which belongs to the yarshim. No one person can eat it. The fact that they could all split it, have a piece, doesn't help you either. If the elder brothers allow him to eat that esrog, you know what? Forget it. Michael, the Yerusha, the nafkamina, the little bit of money that the esrog is worth. You know, they have a big Yerusha. You keep your $50. You know what? Nobody's going to care about it. Fine. So then what happens? If they're not makvid, so that basically means he's taken part of his portion. So now it's his money, and now it's his esrog. If, however, they're not agreeable that he should eat it, means they're saying that they have not allowed him to take full ownership of this item. So it wasn't the chalukah, that we can assume that he became part of the owner of this specific item out of the estate, but rather remains part of the estate. So then each, everybody owns it together. They have to be marked, the regular case of Shutzpahs, they have to be marked at each other. Porish, a shekano keachod esrog rima and a porish v'tisas abayis. They brought different items. I went to the store, bought an esrog. You went to the store and you bought a different fruit, which is of the same cost. Let's say, right? And you have to be esrog achitin lo mechalkem matana. I'll be sheim achalo em apirin alav. So you know, so I got an esrog. You know, the same way we go to the store, the three brothers go to the store, they take money from the state, and they buy, one buys potato chips, one buys pretzels, and one buys corn chips. Right? So, we're taking our portions. So the way we look at it is, I don't mind you eat it, okay, so what's going on over here? Let's see Mishabur. Shekhanu Asrogim. Lachila. So the case is they bought Asrogim not for the purpose of using it for the mitzvah, because then when we say Mestama, that's like we said before, they understand it has to be Lachem, and they have it asked as Shutzvim to be marked at each other. They bought it for Achila. It's part of the estate, and they have not divided yet. So, if the if he can eat it, then the brothers don't mind. It's yours. We allowed you to take this portion of food and eat it for yourself. So now you can use it for mitzvah. Well, let's say they went to the store and each one bought a different item. So the first scenario, they all brought a esrogim. So yeah, I bought an esrog, you bought an esrog, and he bought an esrog. We all brought an esrog for achila, not for mitzvah. Then we have to, it's an esrog. The taket's almost sukkahs. So I'll use my esrog, you use your esrog, and you, each one, we don't mind if you eat it. But over here, this guy bought an esrog, this boy bought a rimon, and this fellow bought a quince. So very nice. So I can't use my quince to be yetzer the mitzvah. I cannot use my reman to be yetzer the mitzvah. But you can use your asterisk. So we want that asterisk. See, even though we bought it for achila, I don't mind if you ate it. But now that we're using it for mitzvahs, I don't want you to get rid of it. Therefore, the fishen hapidim shagam hamichal makayim mitzvahs kamayu. So if yeshom yosem, there was other esrogim available. Even though one's more expensive than the other, there's other esrogim available, so I'll go get an esrog also. But if there was one esrog to be purchased, we want our portion in that esrog. We don't want you to consume it. So now we have a problem. So we all own a b'shutvis. So the only etza is to do some form of a hakno. You know what? We can test. The minig was that the tzibur would buy an esrog b'shutvus. It works. Atam they shekimen shekno lotzis by. They bought it to be used. Mistama reik hilu pirishu shekolakol cut noisim chalkom lachol mishi lotzis by manasha yechzerelah. So there's a assumed assumption that the das is where the arrangement is when you pick up the yotze, where all the rest of us have dasi marked it to you. I'm an as, so when you're finished, you'll give it back to us. I go up. The government most esrog lefi mamon. The hinder mitzvah mila tfei al shem elani. So there are many times we discuss responsibilities of a kohol. There's two ways to divide it. The two ways of the writer are called the fimamen, according to each person's financial ability, or the finafashas, according to the actual amount of people, which means equal per person. So the chara, we should say, if there's 10 balabatim in the town who need to be yotze the mitzvah, 10 adults, so each one just puts the cost equally. He says, no, we split it according to the ratio of the financial abilities of the members. Why? Because we're buying an esrog beyond the actual basic value, and that's going to be hit or mitzvah. Each person should try and buy his own esrog. Okay.